It is time for student phenology. Let's hear what the kids are seeing. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is
D'Angeli,
Kobe,
and Miren reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
We are having temperatures ranging from lows in the 20s to highs in the 60s. The temperatures are increasing on us because spring is coming.
Today we checked our sap from the maple tree. It was frozen, but we noticed some sap coming out of the other holes we drilled. We have about half a cup of sap, which will not make much syrup.
Our animal camera spotted a fox, raccoon, and maybe a muskrat.
We are experiencing a bunch of mud all over our playground in the woods. This is because of the snow melting and the rain we are getting.
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club Nature episodes.
Have a great spring break. Bye!
Yeah, I hope some of you are going on spring break. And the rest of us, looks like we're going to have a break in spring, but we'll deal with it. I thought it was interesting that the sap is coming. They do have a bit of frozen sap. They're going to need more than a half a cup. They said, we have a half a cup of sap, which will not make much syrup. And they're right about that. That would be just a taste in the bottom of the jar, I think. But, maybe they'll get some more sap in the next few days. And on their camera, fox, raccoon, and maybe a muskrat. Muskrats do get out and move around a little bit, usually more in the dead of winter. But who's to say? I mean, I'm not a muskrat, so I can't tell you what sort of behaviors they might exhibit this time of year. But I'm glad the kids have the camera out, and a fox and a raccoon are kind of fun to look at. So good for them. Our next report comes from our own phenology coordinator, Charlie Mitchell from Marine on St. Croix.
Hi, John and Heidi. This is Charlie reporting from Marine on St. Croix. This week has been busy for phenology. On March 25th, I saw my first turkey vulture of the season. And while canoeing on the St. Croix River on March 27th, my wife and I saw our first tree swallows swooping and calling over the water. We heard a killdeer and an eastern wood pewee calling, and we saw both painted and map turtles basking on fallen logs. On our walk to the river, we spotted the first sharp-lobed hepatica blooming on a south-facing slope, but by March 30th, the blooms were covered in a centimeter of snow. It's a good thing their stems are insulated with a layer of fuzzy white hairs to keep them from freezing. I'm trying to be a good John Latimer disciple by recording seasonal lasts, so I'm still seeing a few dark-eyed juncos, and the Merlin Bird ID app has heard a few pine siskins. The sap in the sugar maples is still running. We have gotten 3 batches of maple syrup cooked, and I think we're running around 7.5 gallons of syrup total so far for this year. We're probably going to do one more batch and call it good for the rest of the season, since there are starting to be a few flies. And we saw a couple butterflies last week. I hope you both are well and have a great morning.
Wow. Thank you, Charlie. Lots of signs of spring. Unusual, not unusual. Marine on St. Croix is about 2 weeks ahead of us. They're down by the cities, and that's about the advance that they have on us. Turkey vultures, I have not seen yet. Tree swallows, not yet. Killdeer or eastern peewees, not yet. I haven't had any reports of turtles yet. I haven't been out myself to look. The hepaticas blooming on the south facing slope, that's pretty nice, and also something that I don't look for up here. We don't have the sharp lobed hepatica. Ours are round lobed, so we will be watching to see. They're very closely related, of course. Mostly leaf shape is the biggest difference between them. A few juncos and pine siskins still around down there. Same at my house. I have a lot of juncos right now. And not a few, pine siskins, as well as some red poles still. So, and it sounded like they had a pretty good year for syrup. And a couple of butterflies. And there were a couple of days this past week when I thought it might be just the right time for butterflies. But I haven't seen any, and I haven't. My friend Dallas Hudson, who is very attentive to that sort of thing, has not reported any butterflies either. So I suspect the next warm day, the next day that we get into the 50s, I would think that we will probably see either mourning cloaks or Compton's tortoise shells, maybe an infant moth, comma, one of the eastern commas. These are all butterflies and the infant moth, but they all overwinter as adults. So as soon as it warms up, they become active. So we will watch for them. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at the Little Falls Middle School.
This is Mr. Caddett's fifth hour class reporting from the Little Falls Middle School. This is our phrenology report for the week of March 30th.
There has been a noticeable return of turkey vultures to Little Falls, and seeing several of them soaring above the trees is a common sight after school.
In the morning, it is a common sight to see robins and blue jays singing from the very tops of our trees around our school.
We are seeing lots of geese and swans in our area, and there has been an increase in the number of ducks that are showing up each day.
We've had fox sparrows rooting around under our feeders, and the juncos have not started heading north yet.
We have seen multiple groups of wild turkeys numbering in the 30s or 40s.
There is a cottontail rabbit that has been spotted entering a hole in a yard.
A classmate has been collecting sap from a box elder tree, and we are curious to see what the syrup she is making will taste like.
There was a predaceous diving beetle that flew into the school parking lot. We are guessing it was on a way to a nearby pond from wherever it spent the winter.
The eastern bluebirds have returned and are already hanging around by bluebird houses.
The seeds of the cattails are fluffy and spread with the slightest contact.
We have had several wood ducks that have appeared on local ponds.
The male catkins and female cones of the speckled alder are visible and easy to spot around the wet areas.
The first killed deer was heard and spotted on the 27th.
That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you. What a nice report. Mr. Caddett's really has those kids tuned, and they do such a great job. How complete is this? Turkey vultures in Little Falls, robins and blue jays singing from the tops of trees in the morning, fox sparrows rooting around under their feeders, juncos still hanging around, lots of wild turkeys, a cottontail rabbit collecting sap from a box elder, and we had a little conversation about that earlier. We will be curious to see whether you have, if you find a difference between box elder and the other maples. We'll be really interested in your report on that, kids, when that comes along. Predaceous diving beetle, those are pretty exciting. And I'm glad that they were tuned in enough to see that one. Eastern bluebirds, cattails, definitely this is the season of cattails. So most people, you know, you see your cattails out there in the swamp and you don't think much about them and they're just there. But it March and April, it's the breezes of March and April that put those seeds to the wind. Wood ducks are appearing. I haven't had any reports of wood ducks up here yet, but they will be here soon, I suspect. And the female or male and female flowers of the speckled alder, I would think that if they got out there and gave them a tap that they would knock pollen out of theirs, because I have been knocking pollen out of mine. And killdeers reported, so that's another cool thing that that they're finding out that way. I haven't heard a killdeer up here, but boy, it's just on my list of things that my ears are attuned to. Our next report comes from Leona Sitchi's class at Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills.
This is Solon.
I'm Hank.
This is Rose.
This is Theodore.
This is Troy.
This is Ava.
Pardon? What's the name? Forest School?
In New York Mills.
Well, we were
talking through the pipes, and then the ice started to break, and we saw bugs, and then Leona looked them up, and they're baby mayflies.
Were they in the water?
They were in the water.
Water bugs swim in the water. Then go in the water.
How big was it?
Big.
The ice was starting to go away at Black's Cove, and we went in the water today. And now my boots are soaked. We saw turkey tail fungus, and it was soft.
The weather is changing a lot. It's getting really warm. Spring is almost here.
We saw minnows swimming in the water.
Thanks for listening. Stay wild.
Yes, stay wild. That was Soren, Hank, Rose, Theodore, Troy, and Ava. And they had quite a day, it sounds to me. They got their feet wet. It's astonishing how when you take a group of kids out, regardless of whether they're wearing boots or not, they're gonna find water, and they're gonna go over the tops of whatever footwear they have on, because they just are. They're just kids, and that's what they do. And I used to do it too, but I'm trying to avoid it now. I get a little older. I don't really care for wet feet, especially when it's cold out. Why do bugs swim in the water? You know, some bugs, that's where they are born. Their mama lays their eggs in the water, and they just grow up as water bugs. And the amazing thing is that after a while, they pupate and become bugs that fly around. And as they fly around, they will become the next generation. And when they lay their eggs, they will lay them in water, because that's what their mom did. And it works out pretty well for them. The weather is changing a lot. It's getting really warm. Spring is almost here, and minnows swimming in their little creek, which is pretty cool. So thank you for that great report. Always enjoy hearing from the Roots and Wings School in New York Mills. And our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at North Shore Community School in Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phenology report for the week of March 15th and March 22nd, 2025. My name is Ellie, and I am your phenologist for this week. On Tuesday, March 18th, Ms. Jackson's class noticed that there are sparse amounts of ice piles on the playground, but still more ice on the school nature trail. Schmidt Creek has ice on the bottom of the creek bed and flowing water on top. There is no sap from our maple trees to collect, as the temperature had been too cold. Thursday, March 20th was the spring equinox, when we had 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. On Sunday, March 23rd, a fresh coat of 2 to 3 inches of snow and ice coated the roads. It quickly melted. On Tuesday, March 25th, Ms. Jackson's class noticed that Schmidt Creek on the nature trail was frozen again. The air temperature was 29 degrees. On Wednesday, March 26th, the creek had several inches of open water. No sap was in our buckets this day when we checked. Miss Camper saw the first robin on Saturday, March 15th. On Thursday, March 20th, Dex saw Canada geese at Lester Park. Also on Thursday, Miss Urban saw her first sparrow of the season at her bird feeder. On Sunday, March 23rd, Miss Urban had so many birds at her house, she had to fill up her bird feeder twice. She saw pine siskins, red poles, one purple finch, dark-eyed joncos, and goldfinches. On Tuesday, March 25th, Miss Rademacher's class heard a grouse drumming in the woods. On Thursday, March 27th, Miss Urban saw 5 snow buntings outside by the playground. Miss Jackson spotted pussy willows that had bloomed on Friday, March 21st. On the night of Friday, March 14th, Miss Urban saw the northern lights at her house. She saw red, green, and purple in the northern lights. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Ellie. Nice report. You guys had a great many things to report there. Snow, ice and water, both on Schmidt Creek. And hopefully that'll get passed. And I hope that you're sap has begun to run this past week, and maybe you've gotten a chance to put together some maple syrup. There are a lot of birds. Miss Urban reported about a good list of birds that I would find at mine. Pine siskins, red poles, purple finch, dark-eyed juncos, goldfinches, all of those are at my feeder as well. They heard grouse drumming on the 25th. On 27th, they saw snow buntings. My neighbor Marvin Beer reports a single snow bunting that's hanging out on the fields along Blue Heron Drive. I have not seen it myself, but I have no reason to doubt Marvin. He's got a pretty sharp eye when it comes to those kinds of things. So, great report. Thank you so much for that. Our final report this morning comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Brody.
Azalea.
Elena.
Bella.
Autumn.
And Dallas with a report from North Star Elementary on March 28th, 2025.
This is Brody. Bears are awake back at my shack near Deer River. We have seen two different ones so far on the game cams. I also saw one of my first American Robin of the Year on Tuesday, March 25th.
This is Azalea. Last Saturday, March 22nd, Michaela noticed a chipmunk at her grandma's house. On Tuesday, March 25th, I heard a woodpecker drumming while I was walking to my bus stop.
This is Elena. Over the past week, temperatures have ranged from 14 through 52 degrees. That's a 38 degrees temperature difference. Our warmer days and colder nights are perfect for making the maple sap start to flow.
This is Bella. We are 8 days past the vernal equinox, and today we have 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight. In 1 week, we gained 41 minutes of sunshine.
This is Autumn. We got a couple inches of snow last weekend, but most of it has already melted.
This is Dallas. Yesterday, while I was exploring the great outdoors with my dad, we noticed a lot of bunny tracks in the snow.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
Yes, keep exploring the great outdoors. Brody, Azalea, Elena, Bella, Autumn, and Dallas, thank you so much. Lots of good reports in there. A robin, chipmunk, woodpecker drumming, sap starting to flow, 41 minutes of daylight in a week. That's astonishing. And a couple inches of snow that left some tracks from the rabbits. So good reports. Thank you so much, all of you who have contributed. And if you are interested in becoming a contributor to the phenology program, get in touch with us. We'll set you up. We're happy to have you along as an observer with us.